Hi, this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me back.
You know, I wanted to talk today about ESET's annual threat report that was just released. And there's some interesting findings in that report that I wanted to talk about in further detail. One of the ones that stuck out right away for me was this trend of a wolf in sheep's clothing, if you will. You know, the bad guys have gotten really good at making the bad stuff look legitimate. Can you tell us a little bit more about this trend that ESET's seen?
Yes, we call it fake antivirus and fake anti-spyware products, and it's something that the federal government is starting to crack down on pretty good, too, now, but it's difficult, especially for users, and equally difficult for law enforcement in some cases. Initially, what we saw were things that were Trojans, malicious software, that claimed to be an antivirus product or an anti-spyware product, and you installed it, and it did bad things. And for the average user, if they don't know where to look or how to investigate an antivirus product or a security product, they were pretty easily tricked into downloading and running this stuff. And then we saw some things that just did nothing at all. It was the people just wanted money. So they said, here, this is an antivirus product, and you ran it, and it pretended like it scanned, and it couldn't find anything, or maybe just only found cookies.
Interesting.
And then there's a couple other types that we've seen also. One of them is that it does almost nothing. So that's where it becomes a little difficult for law enforcement, because
right,
if the people don't install malicious software on the computer and it detects a few things, then they can say, no, we're not trying to scam people. We're just not real good at what we do. But the worst one really is the malicious ones, where these things will scan and potentially be able to find some bad things. But in addition to that, they install malicious software to make the PC become a bot or install spyware on the PC. And oftentimes what happens is someone follows a link and goes to a web page, and up pops an alert that says your computer is infected and it looks like something's scanning. It's really just a graphic. It's not scanning anything at all. It doesn't matter what's on your computer. It's always going to say it found the same stuff that isn't there.
You know, have you seen this trend in the past, or is this something that has really just been prevalent this past year?
It's been around a little bit more than a year, but it's really been picking up in the past year. We've seen a lot more of it, and it's because people find that it works and find that there's money in it, and the word spreads, and
right,
more people do it. One of them, Win Antivirus Pro 2009, 2008. I mean, that's been around since, I think, 2000.
Right.
And to the best of my knowledge, never, ever been a legitimate product. At one point, they pretended like they were Norton Antivirus. So it's definitely been around for a while. It's just that as the money got better in cheating people, other people started doing it, too.
Well, what would you, I know that with the threat report, not only did ESET's research team, you know, analyze this past year and some of the threats and trends that you saw, but you also provided what users can do to protect themselves against some of these attacks. With this type of attack, is there anything that a user can do, or what should they look out for with regards to that?
You know, I don't want to give away the whole threat report, but one of the best things to do when you're buying anything online is to investigate the company and the product. So for security products, you can go to like Antivirus, virusbulletin.com is a legitimate site. There's the ICSA. You know, a lot of these places will put logos that say that they're certified. Go to the certifying body itself and see if the product is actually certified. Because if it's not there, then you know someone's deliberately being deceptive. You know, it's the same kind of approach you take to making sure any product you buy is good. If it's important to you and your computer data is important to you, you know, investigate the company. It's not just a matter of maybe you'll lose $20 or $40 or $60. You'll not only lose that, but someone has access to the data on your computer now.
So what were some of the other findings for 2008? Some of the top threats and trends.
Another one is the online game password stealers, the programs that try to steal people's passwords for things like World of Warcraft and many other online games. And it's not surprising that this trend has continued because there's a ton of money in it. We're talking, there's billions of dollars spent on online gaming, and it isn't to sign up for a game. It's spent on buying and selling virtual items with real money. So if I can get someone's online gaming account, I can steal their avatars, I can steal their virtual treasure, their virtual money, and then I can resell those for real money to other people who want them.
You know, I know the gamers I know don't like to use security software at all just because of the bandwidth issues. Is that one of the things that you recommend to them, that they do need to look into at least some level of security protection?
It's a really good idea to have some level of security protection on your computer. You know, ESET has long been known for having a very low impact product, and so, you know, gamers would be recommended to at least give it a try, because they can go to ESET.com and download a fully functional trial version, try it out for 30 days at no cost. But if they're not going to keep the security software running all the time, only disable it while you're actually online playing the game, and that will decrease your risk. But turn it back on as soon as you're done with the game.
Any other top trends in the report that kind of stuck out at you?
The exploitation of Windows Auto Run, where you put a USB thumb drive into your computer and it automatically runs software, or you put a CD in and it automatically runs software.
Right.
That continues to grow in exploitation. And the best defense against that really is disabling Auto Run in Windows. And it's a little tricky if you go to Microsoft support at support.microsoft.com and search for Auto Run. You'll find pretty quickly an article on how to disable Windows Auto Run. It should never have been enabled to begin with, and it shouldn't be enabled anymore. They really should release a security patch to disable it, I think, but your protection is to disable Auto Run.
You know, I know the threat report is extremely detailed and has some great information looking at 2008 and this past year and some of the threats that took place and that people should be aware of. So folks can go to ESET.com to get the full threat report, as well as the research team has blogged about the threat report on ESET's blog at ESET.com. Randy, before we go, what do you think we're going to see in 2009? What would be maybe the top thing that would either carry over or a possible new threat for this upcoming new year?
You know, I don't foresee any, you know, groundbreaking new threats. I think the things that we see now are working very well for the bad guys, so we'll see a lot more of it. We're going to see a lot more legitimate sites get hacked. We'll see more consumer devices like GPS systems or digital photo frames or USB drives that ship with malware right on them already. Of course, we'll see a lot more gaming password stealers and such. So mostly more of what we're already seeing. I don't think there'll be any revolutionary attack.
Right. Well, then those tips and recommendations in the threat report and on the blog are going to be certainly useful for folks as we are in 2009. So, Randy, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us today. If you have any questions about the threat report or anything else, feel free to email Randy at askeset@eset.com. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.